So do you want to explain why we're doing this one, Paige?
This podcast?
Yes.
This will be because I had a bit of a night out last night.
Uh-huh.
on the tune. It's sort of my welcome back party, and arranged by a bunch of friends. Most of them who didn't turn up, which is appreciated.
You bastards!
You bastards. But yeah, no, present company were there. It was greatly appreciated.
What do you remember of your night?
I remember Tonic. I don't actually remember. I think leaving Tonic was a bit inconsequential, so I just like strike that from my memory. And I remember going down the cobbled road.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where you attacked me constantly.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you murdered half a pint.
Half a what?
There was like a 2 liter milk carton, and there was like the quarter of it left. So
where was this?
Yeah, I just picked it up and handed it to you. And thought this is gonna be funny.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen from this.
Drank it.
No,
you almost did. Right. I think you kind of went. You looked at it like, what's going on here? And then you threw it on the ground, and then decided to stand on it. And blew it up. The milk was all over you and Ryan.
Yeah. I ran like
my suit wash.
Yeah.
I think it was only your shoes, to be fair.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we took you to
We went to Bugsy's.
And you said to me earlier
that
you thought it was a dream.
Which I would like to say that me and Stephen have never been there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I never want to go there again.
It's a dirty.
You know, I've been to strippers.
Richard,
I have never myself paid or ever had a dance, and I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse to do it because I find it pointless.
It's
fair
like,
enough, just going.
No, it's just a test and frustration, I think.
It's like rodeo stock strippers. They're not very well maintained. They're all like cramped together.
Bunch of nags there.
Yeah.
Like normal strippers I've gone to, every single one of them, you have let's say the pole, the main stage.
Yeah.
And then you have booths. You know, you have an area where you used to get to go. You pay like, I don't know, 30 or something pounds to go, and you go in, you seclude yourself in this little area with a curtain or a door, I don't know, something.
Or a darkened room in the court where you just don't seem.
But like away from everybody, the main group, like the main crowd, basically.
Yeah.
No. They'd literally just do it behind the main stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of everyone.
Well, I went to a strip club when I was having the leaving thing in Australia, called Exotica or whatever, and they have the sort of main sort of strip club upstairs. They have the downstairs, like a proper bar and everything, and then about 10 o'clock or something, or midnight, they move everyone upstairs, and then that place...
Force titties on them.
Titties pour down. you have to fight your way through up the stairs, titties everywhere. But, yeah.
I like how the fact that you're actually saying that, but you actually want that to happen.
Anyway,
this is a dream.
All these screaming women falling from the ceiling.
Yeah. So everyone gets moved upstairs, and then the downstairs area becomes like the lap dance place. So they've got like chairs and stuff.
Oh, okay, so it's still an area. It's secluded.
Yeah. Pretty much, but yeah, it's like completely open. It's like, you know, a bar. So you could see some guy getting lap dance on the other side of the room. Like, hello.
It was really creepy though, because was it me and you that went in first, Stephen?
We went in first and waited for everyone else.
Yeah, because we went in because I was like, oh fuck, I've paid to get in already.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in here.
Mm. I was like...
And I was waiting for everyone else to go, oh, we're not going to go in here
then.
Yeah.
And I was like, for fuck's sake, see if I have just paid, you know, fair enough it's only £3, but I was like, Jesus, I don't want to give people that money if I'm literally just leaving.
Yeah.
But it was, waiting was really awkward because me, Stephen, and Ryan were then just standing there, waiting for everyone, and then we were like, we don't know this place, and then we're like, oh shit, this is what it is, there's just strippers doing this stuff right there and then.
Yeah.
And so we eventually got seats, but for God's sake, there is no seclusion.
No.
They were literally pants down.
They were in rows.
Yeah.
They show everything, didn't they?
You got to see everything.
Your dance got cut short because you kept grabbing them.
Yeah, I'd imagine I'd do that.
Yeah. And then we sent you...
I like the fact that I kept seeing your hand just slowly move up and clutch
Her
thigh, and then she went, no.
It's like one of them spanked the other one over you, so you instantly thought, oh, I can do that.
It was honestly like, I think if, you know, we were there, everyone kind of paid for you to have a dance. I was not happy about it anyway.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that it was right in front of us. I felt really awkward.
Mm. you don't want to see your friends.
It's literally like, you know, when you're younger and you see your two friends just kissing, it's a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Especially if it was two guys.
Well, that was weird, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just really peculiar, and I just...
Oh, there's two guys pulling outside the strippers earlier as well.
Yeah, two guys, like, you know, fair enough, two guys kissing, but it was really weird because they just walked out the strippers and then just started pulling each other.
Hmm.
And I was like, all right.
This place has turned people.
So next step, unless you want to talk more about your dance.
One of my bellies hanging out.
Well, it's only you guys who are taking me through this. I mean, I can't remember.
Well, no, I'm not, that's what the... No, you go what you know, and then we'll fill in lots of blanks.
Well, yeah, that's about as far as I know. That was the Cobble Street, and then I think I remember going... See, I remember titties on my face, and that was about it.
Four titties.
Well,
okay. You also had an ass on your face.
Yeah.
I know, and a lap.
You literally, like, she was, like, leaning her ass
no,
on
she
face.
Straddled your face with her crotch.
Mm.
She literally jumped on you, and the other one was just like, hee hee hee.
Like Salacious Crumb.
Yeah. It was a bit weird.
It'd be nice if I actually remember all this stuff.
Oh, money well spent.
Yeah, well, no, true, eh? It's their money, isn't it? I actually have £50 still in my wallet.
50?
£50.
How much did you take out?
£50.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I kept trying to make you buy a drink. I refused the first time, and then afterwards I was like, actually, I'm going to make you buy me a drink. And then I completely... It never worked afterwards, because I was like, you buy me a drink? And you're like, no.
As if you get served.
Well, actually, yeah, there was that funny thing. We were outside the strip club to begin with.
Mm.
And it was me, Stephen, you, and Ryan.
Right.
And someone else. But the rest of the group were up the top of the street. They just ended up talking. For some reason, they knew the fast food guys really well.
Okay.
Like the guys in the little takeaway.
Yeah.
They knew them really well. And they were just chatting to them. Then they started talking to the driver. And one of them was boasting over the fact they got his number.
Hmm.
And I was like, you've got the number of the fast food guys so you can get fast food all the time whenever you want. And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, you're a fatty. That's weird. Having Domino's or Pizza Hut's number on your mobile, fine. But actually having the guy's number that delivers it, that's weird. But anyway, so we eventually went up the street, and then we came back to the strip clubs, and you'd been acting drunk outside it.
Okay.
The guy then looked at you and went,
no.
Well, he kind of went, are you okay? And you were like, yeah. Like, literally, like, solid, talking to him. Like, you weren't moving at all.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that.
So you don't. That's it for as far as you know. Okay, so we went to Corova.
Yeah, we got to the middle floor, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes.
So we all walked in. Mm-hmm. I grabbed seats with Stephen and Ryan.
Yeah.
And we sat down, and we were like, "Well, we don't need a drink. We might get one eventually." You launched the bar and find a woman,
just
instantly
like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Honestly, it was like. Seriously, just like you zoned in on girl and you just got her and you started chatting to her. I don't know if it was like, I think she mentioned her dreads. I don't know, but it was weird. But yeah, you spent the whole night practically talking to her.
There was at one point where her friend came along, one of her male friends came
along. Yeah.
And she kissed it, and then we just saw you, like, all like...
Yeah, so her friend was saying bye to her and kissed her. I think it must have been the cheek or the lips.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was the lips. But you looked and then turned around and were like, damn it. You were so annoyed. You were like, ah. And then he went away, so obviously you were like, oh yeah, maybe this will work out again.
Yeah.
And you... Someone was buying you two drinks.
Yeah, Fuzz was, apparently. He kept just sending drinks our way.
Yeah, well, I think it was half price cocktails anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Jesus Christ.
But then, so...
He doesn't really have enough money to burn, does he?
I don't know.
Well, apparently he does.
Apparently he's on a part-time wage.
Yeah, he is. So,
you put,
just really happy to have
you put best. Your arm around her.
Yeah.
And then... You guys were doing shots, so you took it away, and then you went to the toilet,
uh-huh.
And then she went to sit with her friend,
uh-huh.
And it was you came back and she was gone,
uh-huh.
And you were like, oh, that's it,
mm.
that's her gone. You couldn't find her, so me and Stephen were sitting there like, let's watch. Because we were watching the whole thing happen. And we were like, let's be like, you know, like, wildlife documentary. Mm. You know, you don't interact.
Yeah.
You just want to see what happens, what flows. Yeah. So we're like, we let you do what you do. And you were constantly so disappointed.
Dude spins of disappointment. So yeah.
And you kept looking and looking. But she, I had a look at her, and she had a kind of, she was leaning away from the bar, talking to a friend, so you wouldn't have been able to see her. Anyway, but then I think it was someone else pointed her out to you.
Oh, nice.
And so you were like, oh. And then you were a bit like, I don't want to go, because she's obviously left the bar. And then someone just pushed you, and you were like, ah, I'll go anyway. And then you sat down with her. Her friend actually moved seats to be away from, well, so you two could have your own space.
Okay.
And talk. Then you tried to kiss her.
Okay, I don't know.
Grabbed her by the face.
Did I?
You did, oh, yeah. Shit.
That's awful.
You grabbed her by the face and literally pulled her in. I think your noses touched, and then she started to pull back, but you kept going. I think lips might have touched.
Yeah,
that was
I think
it.
They did.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But she backed away very quickly.
Because you stink.
Yeah, it's one wonder. Fucking hell. Oh, that's so awful, because
you got her number.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
How did I do that?
I don't know.
So then at one point I looked across, and you were getting your arm.
Yeah, it's written there. So
yeah.
I must have taken my bracer off then and put it in my pocket.
She took it off. She wrote on it, and I think you put it back on right there and then.
Okay.
Then you got up and left to go to the bar.
Right.
And rejoined us. She's still around. It wasn't like she was leaving and you were leaving.
Ah,
I don't know why.
That's weird.
But anyway, so you basically got up, went to the bar, and you then said to me, I'm going to go look upstairs. I want to see what's happening upstairs, because there was a few people upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I then followed you, and you were just so, so drunk.
Yeah.
And you were just, and you kept poking me, going, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
So I said to you, I think it's time we go home.
Yeah.
And then
we literally stepped outside.
We said to him, so what do you...
We stepped outside,
yeah.
And then I said to you, well, did you get her number? And you were like, what number? From the girl.
Yeah.
What girl?
Girl.
And I was like, the girl you were talking to, what?
And then he went in a rage and was like, I gotta go back in.
Yeah, you were like demanding to go back in. I was like, and I said to Stephen, we tried to get the number off you, but we couldn't read it.
Mm.
And he kept squirming.
Yeah.
I can't read it now.
No, we couldn't read it because it dropped off slightly.
Mm.
So you were like, I've gotta go get it. I've gotta get that number. So I tried to get Stephen to go with you, but he was like, I'm not going in. Because I gave him my phone to use to copy the number into.
Weird.
But I was like, well, I'll just go in then with you. But the bouncer wouldn't let you in. He went, I think you've had enough, it's time to go.
Yeah.
So I just said to him, I was like, I'll go in and talk to her. And you were like, no, I want to go in. I was like, the bouncer won't let you to go in. I was like, okay, I'll go in, I'll talk to her, and I'll get her number. So I went in, just talked to her, and I was like, hiya, you were talking to my friends with the dreads. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I was like, the number you wrote on him has rubbed off. Can I get the number again? Put it in my phone and I'll give it to him tomorrow. Because your phone was dead.
Yeah.
So I got it from her. And then she was like, oh, he's really nice. I was like, yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's just really drunk right now. So don't worry, I'll make sure he contacts you. And she was just like, oh, it's very nice, very nice. She was Polish, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or drunk.
Well, yeah, yeah, no. But then left, and you were outside, and we crossed the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started the same conversation of, I've got the number for the girl. And you were like, what girl?
Yeah.
It was, as Stephen kept saying, it was a memory of a goldfish.
Yeah.
It was instantly, it was gone.
Yeah.
So we ended up then going down the street.
But
and
every time we told him, he went, I've got to go back. And we're like, we're halfway down Union Street. It's like, no.
You were just like, I've got to go back. And then we ended up at McDonald's, and you were very, very drunk.
Yeah.
And you kept being, stumbling about, put your sunglasses on, all sorts.
Why have sunglasses with me?
You kept spitting in McDonald's.
Yeah.
In the place.
You dirty bastard.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like McDonald's, so.
Oh, well, yeah, I completely forgot about the fact that you poured your drink all over me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were
sitting on the table, so I grabbed your hair from behind.
Yeah.
turned once, you fell back. Instantly. Like, actually, well. No. I told you, you went back, and then you went forward, and then you went full on, flanged yourself back, and you spilled onto you and me.
No. He did a little bit, and then he got up, and he faced you, and he just hucked his drink all over.
You literally just went, I just heaved at him. And I said to you, you just spilled your drink all over me, and you went,
fuck you.
He was just like, fuck you, fuck off. Oh, like, okay.
Oh, horrid.
Night page.
But then you started attacking bus stops.
Yeah.
You started attacking the bins.
No. The best thing about that bus stop was that, like, the first window was gone, but he didn't realise it. He tried to put his head through it, and his head just went through, and he was confused. And then he went up, and then he went to the next one, just smacked his head off, and he just stumbled.
And there were stairs right there as well. All right. Going down, like, stone stairs, like you just fallen down there. And then you really started a fight with a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
12-year-old?
Nah, yeah, he was like 16 or something.
You sit outside Marks and Spencer, he's just sitting there. That was a bit weird. And then started a fight with a guy on a bike.
Yeah, some hipster on a bike.
You basically just, you were really angry, and then just went, fuck you, while he was just driving, like, riding his bike up the hill. Mm. So he did a circle round, and he was like, hey. And I was like, look, he's drunk. Go away.
Mm.
And he was just like, no, I've been where he is. Well, I was like, he's drunk, it doesn't matter. What are you gonna, what's gonna happen? And he was like, no, I just walked, like, drove off on his bike.
So I think he tried to, maybe it was my imagination, but I'm pretty sure he, it's like the least manliest thing he could have done was he rung his bell at him as he come.
Really?
Yeah. Drink. Oh, you. Drink.
Totally remember that.
Big man with a bell. Yeah.
There was also a moment where me and you were standing, I think it was on Union Street, and you basically just started poking me, going, Hajibadabagaba. And I was like, what? And you were like, being really forceful, really, like, dead eyes at me, just going, and I was like, what are you talking about? You like, I don't know.
And then every time you got, like, really annoyed, you went, and we said something reassuring to you, you either punched us or spat us. So it's like, no one be nice to him.
Jesus.
That was awesome.
That's horrible. I'm sorry, guys.
I said to you, I bet you'll go on Facebook tomorrow and apologise, and you were like, yep. But you haven't so far.
No, because...
Yeah, we still need to...
The girl's number, then. You gotta apologise for your state.
I think I will.
Are you gonna have to be like completely fucked in order to speak to her again? Just like, you're not the same man I fell in love with that night. Right. It's just like,
just have to be,
you sexy little creature, you
dwarf. It's the only way.
Oh, violate me.
Hang up.
He's gonna phone her on.
Phone her.
Show.
No.
Yeah, go on, you go.
No, I'm not.
Do it.
What's your name?
Katrina Alex Girl.
I don't know.
Hello, Katrina Alex Girl.
I'll just say it's Katrina, I think.
Well, I would say so. I only put that in my phone because I could remember the name.
God, phone her up.
No, I'm not doing it on here.
Why not? Because we'll cut it out then.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
All you guys around.
Why not?
Because.
Hey, I was a good friend.
Yeah.
She said that to me. She was like, you're a really nice friend. And I was like, yep. Punch in the face.
Oh, well, what an eventful night. Yep. Did you get any drunk or
are you just... I was tipsy.
Tipsy.
I wasn't, you know.
I was sober a lot. Yeah. That's all.
So you had a good time, though?
Yeah.
That's good.
Of course. That was a bit weird. You were the best thing about that night.
Hey, Jesus.
Well, yeah, you did throw up twice, so let's see.
When did I throw up?
You threw it up once when you were given tequila, to be fair.
Yeah, but
tequila is a bad, you know, after you've had a few drinks.
Something called a demon as well.
But tequila tends to end people.
Yeah, no, every time I've had tequila, it's been a horrible night. I've been throwing up everywhere. The only good time I've had tequila is when it was in the middle floor of Caroga. Had a tequila, immediately ran to the toilet and chucked it up. And that's the only time I've actually had tequila and it's been alright.
Well, that's what happened. You ran to the toilet and threw up.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And then you came back and you were like, and then you threw up again in Corova. I don't know what you had that time.
Okay.
But it was definitely a shock.
Oh, you definitely tried to kiss her after you threw up.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, like, you would have thrown up. Yeah. Because you were with her when you ran off the toilet. That's why you... Is that when she walked away?
Maybe.
Yeah, that might have been when she walked away.
When you went to throw up.
Because you went to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then Ryan followed you, and you were actually apparently standing there, like, at the urinal, peeing, going... but not actually throwing up. You were just more just you know, saliva.
Yeah.
So
good Lord.
And
that's
why people
say
I drink anymore.
Yeah. People say I'm never drinking again. Like, oh, I'm gonna be drinking again. It's just not that much. Moderation, I think.
The thing is, you were forced a lot of drinking.
Yeah, I really was.
There was one point you were at the bar with those guys and they were literally just throwing money
you
at the bar.
Literally had about
The
you had about 30 or 40, that's not an exaggeration, vodka and Cokes.
Fucking disgusting. Mm. You kept offering me one, I was like, I don't want vodka, it's gads.
Yeah.
I really don't want vodka. It's really cheap vodka as well.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually
cheap.
Good vodka, then it was
really topped off with cola.
Which isn't cola.
Mm.
It's literally just a bit of syrup, sugar.
Yeah, it's not Coke, it's not Pepsi, it's cola.
Yeah. Well, that's how I got really sick one time. It was like that night we spent ages and we were getting double like, for the price of singles.
Yeah.
And was it Mishula at that point? I don't know.
Might have been worse.
But yeah, so I was getting that, but it was Jack and Coke, and that's why I can't drink Jack anymore.
Yeah,
I
swear.
That was the night I literally was in the club. Remember drinking, and I don't remember being.
God damn it, Peter! Stop popping your spot to the table.
But I remember, like, literally just getting home, and I woke up lying on the floor in my house in the hallway with sick in front of me,
yeah.
And it was my dinner because it was sausages. And I was like, ah.
Yeah, no, Jack's not good.
I don't remember how I got home.
I know. Well, there you go.
Do you remember getting home?
Nope, not at all. I don't remember half the night. I just told you. What you've told me is a revelation.
No, you don't remember. Three quarters of the night.
Just heaps of it.
God, you first saw Ryan, you tried to eat his hair, what was little left of his hair.
But that street where you did that milk, that's amazing. That is the best street ever. So much happens there.
What street?
The street where you threw the milk.
Between Tonic and the Job Centre, that street is just hilarious.
Because that's, won't name names right now, but one of our friends, girl, decided to pee in one of those
public
urinals.
Oh, right.
For men, just to do in the middle of the street instead of them pissing against the building.
Yeah.
So she literally just sat in it. It was so horrible, and there was piss all over her. And then the next day I phoned her, I was like, yeah, by the way, you might want to clean your clothes. And this was like 5 o'clock, and she was like, why did you not tell me in the morning?
Good Lord.
Awesome.
Drunkards, one and all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, any other interesting stories to distract me from my awfulness?
Nothing beats that this week.
News headline. Baby. There's a baby being born, apparently.
No one knows the names. Who gives a fuck?
I don't know. Thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms. Is that the name of the baby?
Thunder.
King Thunderstorm.
Thor or something. That's it's quite interesting. Massive thunderstorms heralding this royal baby.
Yeah, I really wanted to be away from them.
Yeah.
I got told this morning.
What?
It was thunderstorms.
Yeah.
But I was like,
I didn't hear the panic or anything.
I mean, we walked home in the monsoon, basically. So.
Oh, yeah, I was absolutely soaked all the way through. My shoes were still not.
It was actually alright, because, I mean, when I got home, it was kind of refreshing.
Yeah, it was all the gel from my hair was soaked into my eyes. It was horrible. It was just constantly dripping, and my forehead was sticky as fuck. Horrible.
Not pleasant.
No.
That's why you should have products in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Real natural.
Cut from the stinky locks.
Aye.
Over.
I don't put anything.
And you kept moshing about the place?
Yeah, I would do, wouldn't I? What happened to my tie? Did I give that to
you?
Give it to her.
Girl.
Right.
So now you have to call her to get
really
your tie back.
Jesus.
Is that an important tie?
It's my only black tie. I keep losing all my like good ties.
Keep giving them to ladies.
She might really cheap clip-on ties.
Just like that. Yeah. I love it.
There you go.
Something to remember me
by. You got like a big roll of ties that you just cut on the wall.
That would be cool. point.
You have to give her a text then.
Yeah.
She remembers, hopefully.
I don't know, I can't even imagine what I'm going to say. My arm really hurts. What did I do to it? Fucking hell.
I don't know.
But yeah, I woke up.
Well, we don't know what happened when you left us.
No.
And it was literally like one street between us and your house.
Well,
so
I just, yeah, that was fine.
You're gonna have to.
Oh yeah, I'm not like, haha, we didn't take you home. I took you as far as I cared.
Oh,
I took you out of town.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. Nothing would have happened. But yeah, no, I woke up with one shoe off, the other shoe on. one of the braces off and the other one's still attached.
Well, the other one was taken off because it was put in your pocket, so you could get...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You kept wriggling and it was just wasn't happening. It was going back on.
Yeah. No, it was sort of squashed.
It was in your pocket.
Mm.
Yeah. I put it in there.
I know.
No, you don't.
No. Well, it was out. It's out lying on the floor and my shirt, my coat was off. Pants, sorry, trousers, belt's gone. It's in the room. I just went... and then trousers sort of undone. And then stopped. I must have just like been doing trousers then.
What about your shirt? Were you still wearing that?
I was still wearing my shirt, yeah.
Was that soaking?
I think it was. You were like stomping through puddles like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And I kept saying to you, get out of that puddle, you were just like, no.
Yeah. Awesome. I was this morning.
It's just amazing. It's amazing how you're able to chat a woman when you're absolutely...
I wish I could remember that because I want to know what you said.
Stephen Hawking.
Well, I have no idea. We all thought you knew her.
No, just
like we instantly. It was instantly just like
just
you were talking to her.
You got her in.
I won't even know. What did I say?
I don't know.
You could have said you're a fucking magician.
You know what?
Jesus.
I'm trying to work out because most of what you said before you even got in was this.
Hey, baby.
Most of the things you said before going was.
Gibberish.
Yeah.
Gibberish, even.
Gibberish.
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 It's like gibberish, but it's.
More sophisticated.
Like, yeah, indeed.
Oh, so it's
wearing
like
a suit.
So it's like.
That's basically what you sounded like.
Yeah.
I can tell. And then I was, just suddenly transformed as soon as I came in.
Like, I'm not even joking. When I said, every time I said night, Peach, and we looked at you, you were, like, skulking about with your, like, your shoulders up high and your neck down low and your claws out, just skulking about.
Oh, and then you danced with her.
Yeah, you ballroom danced with her.
Oh, proper dancing.
Yeah.
Like old Peach.
Yeah.
Like what you used to do when we were 18.
Yeah.
And
I first got to clubs and started dancing.
Yeah,
because
you were like, no, I don't do this whole boogieing or whatever. You literally just hold out your hand like a gentleman
from
the 19...
Doing the waltz.
I don't know, from the 1920s or something.
But at one point you made her spin you.
Yeah. That's always fun.
The funny thing is, you went out to the dance floor and you were like, come on. And she was like, no. And you're like, come on. And then you held your hand out, and then she came to you, and then
smooth charisma. Come on!
But you were literally doing a wee, like, kind of waltz around the place, and then she walked away, and you were like, oh, no, you gotta come back. It's awesome.
Jesus.
It was.
I said to you, the whole way home, I was trying to say, like, do you remember this? But you're like, no. And I was like, do you know you danced for it? And you were like, you're lying. you're lying. Why would I have danced? And I was like, you did dance with her.
Fuck out.
You were just like, and then I was like, why did you not believe me? And you're like, I don't know what you're saying. And then you started mumbling. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't know. Getting really angry because you couldn't understand what I was saying, and then you were trying to interpret it back to me of how you didn't understand. So it just ended up in a complete mess.
Brilliant.
You idiot.
I really need a cup of tea.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll end up making a cup of tea.
I just remember that point where John was like, you got a number, you had a good night, and you punched him in the arm.
Yeah, because you were like, no, I didn't, because I don't remember it.
Horrible. I'm sorry. I'm a horrible
person. Yeah, no, it's not you. It's Nightpeach.
Nightpeach is a dick.
Nightpeach is a dick.
Fucking drunk Alex.
But
he's got so many stories of drunk Alex.
But Nightpeach is like Buddy Love. You can get the ladies like that. Nightpeach is your Buddy Love.
Oh, I remember, because I always remember this time, when I spat all over Anne's friend.
Oh, yeah.
So what night was that?
That was her birthday.
That was her birthday. What, the friend's birthday?
Right? Oh, no, no, no.
Anne's birthday. Yeah, I remember, always remember Anne's birthday.
Picking your face. Sorry, man. Don't go back then.
It's really annoying. It's like a scab on my face.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's like the peel.
Right. But, yeah, that fucking night. Spat all over Anne's friend.
And then you went to the bar to buy her.
I was going
to
buy her a drink.
Yeah, and then you started drinking it.
Because I got chatting to some guy at the bar.
It was a girl.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a girl from uni that you'd seen before.
No, he started chatting to a guy. He started chatting to some bald guy.
There was definitely a girl at the bar. No, there was definitely a girl.
It wasn't, that wasn't who he'd spoke to, though. It was some bald 40-year-old guy he talked to about Warhammer.
No, no, but there was definitely a girl at some point at the bar, and you were speaking to her because she was from uni.
Yeah, but then he ignored her and started talking to some bald guy.
Yeah, because she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So basically, nope. And then you came back and you gave the drink to her.
Half a Budweiser going, there you go, sorry, love.
She's like, thank you.
Yeah.
And then Stephen and Shona left. They had to go.
Uh-huh.
And I went to say goodbye to them. I said, I have to say goodbye to them. Ran out. Didn't come back.
Yeah, you ran away.
I just went to Corova. I teleported there. It's ridiculous. Someone actually remembered leaving.
You literally ran up the road to say goodbye to them. And I said to you, I'll stay here.
Yeah.
I'll stay here and you come back to me.
Nope.
And you disappeared.
Yeah, just gone. I don't even remember getting to Stephen and Shona. It was just, I missed them completely. They were gone by that point. Running up the road. Where are they? No. And then just. I'm at Corova. I'm dancing. Not Corova, sorry.
You were by yourself as well.
Yeah, it's the bottom floor of Corova, actually. I just get messed up.
Did you think I would be there?
No, I just was. I have to go to Corova. I don't even remember what the conscious thought was there. Was,
I think you. Didn't you?
I tried kissing a girl.
Yeah.
She did not like it. tongue in her mouth and everything.
She did
like,
you?
Yeah.
For God's sake.
God. I was dancing with her as well, and so I was like, yeah. And then, just suddenly, tongue out. And then, she was going, oh my god, like, raw, disgusted.
Really?
Yeah, she like, ran away. I was going, I'm so sorry. And then, there's someone, like, dancing next to us, and she was just like, no, that's bad. Shaking her finger at me, going, you awful person. I was like, I'm so sorry. Immediately just sobered up then and went, oh, that was terrible.
Night page.
And then I went back to dancing.
Fucking drunk.
A horrible person.
Go ahead, Stephen, wrap this one up then.
You want me to just stop it then?
No, we'll keep talking about stuff.
Well, let's have a break.
Okay, we'll reconvene.
Bye-bye, then. That was a story about Paige's life.
Yeah. Bye-bye.